Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. We're diving deep into the beautiful, yet sometimes messy world of human emotions. Today's topic: practicing self-compassion in the face of adversity. Ever feel like you're failing at life? Like everyone else has it figured out while you're just stumbling through the darkness? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments, those days where the weight of the world feels like it's crushing us. But guess what? You're not alone. And that's where self-compassion comes in. It's your secret weapon against the negativity monster. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend who's going through a tough time, right? You'd offer them support, understanding, and maybe even some ice cream. So why do we treat ourselves with so much less kindness when things get rough? We need to remember that being kind to ourselves isn't selfish, it's essential. It's the foundation for resilience, growth, and ultimately happiness. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you practice self-compassion like a boss. Ready? Here we go. First up, acknowledge your struggles. Don't bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. Recognize that pain, disappointment, and frustration are all part of the human experience. It's okay to not be okay. Sometimes, just admitting it out loud can make a world of difference. Imagine telling yourself, hey, it's tough right now, but I'm going to get through this. That simple act of acknowledging your struggles is a huge step towards self-compassion. Next, challenge those negative self-talkers. You know that inner voice that constantly whispers doubts and criticisms? Yeah, we need to silence that little jerk. Replace those negative thoughts with kind, encouraging ones. Instead of saying I'm such a failure, try something like this is tough, but I'm learning from it. Remember, your self-talk shapes your reality. Third, practice mindfulness. This one's all about being present in the moment. When you find yourself spiraling into negativity, take a deep breath and focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Mindfulness helps you detach from those negative thoughts and brings you back to the here and now. 4. Treat yourself like you would treat a friend. You wouldn't expect a friend to constantly berate themselves for mistakes, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? When you mess up, and trust me, everyone does, offer yourself the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd give to a loved one. Remember, it's all part of the learning process. And finally, celebrate your wins big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may be. Did you make it through a tough day? That's a win. Did you accomplish a small goal? Then celebrate that. Positive reinforcement is powerful stuff. It helps you build self-esteem and reminds you of your strengths. Alright, let me paint you a picture with this real-world example. Imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. You feel embarrassed, defeated, and maybe even a little hopeless. Your inner critic starts screaming, you're such an idiot, you'll never get promoted. Now here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you could say something like, okay, that didn't go as planned, but I'm going to learn from this experience. Then, maybe treat yourself to a cup of your favorite coffee and focus on the positive aspects of your day. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be bumps in the road, setbacks, and even complete wipeouts. But with self-compassion as your guide, you'll navigate those challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner strength. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion like a boss. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember, you are capable of amazing things. I know you can rock this. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who needs a dose of self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.